Good Morning Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
So let me say, and I love you back, and I love you back.
That's an Obama line.
So let me say, my heart is full today. My heart is full today, full of gratitude for the trust you have placed in me, full of love for our country, and full of resolve.
Did she do her concession speech before Jimmy Kimmel gave his monologue? I don't know when they taped that, but, you know, she's happy. Jimmy's balling, you know, and I think that's true. I think sometimes you go through an adversity and then you find out that people call you and they love you and you pray and you cry a little bit, but then something better even comes out of it. I take her at her word. I think that her heart is full.
The outcome of this election is not what we wanted, not what we fought for. Not what we voted for, but hear me when I say, the light of America's promise will always burn bright.
Agreed.
As long as we never give up, and as long as we keep fighting.
And I know that, you know, historically the Democrats have said that fight rhetoric is, you know, somehow violence rhetoric when it comes to Trump. But I don't mind. I think fight is the very appropriate political phrase. It's what we use. And I always want for consistency. I hate when people are hypocrites, when they say one thing in one area and then they violate that same rule themselves. But, you know, I'm trying to give a lot of grace to her. I actually thought it was a very good speech. If you were expecting, you know, Andrew would show up and criticize Kamala Harris' speech, I actually think a lot of this speech was really, really good. Probably her best speech. Frankly, that I have heard her give. So, you know, that caught me not entirely by surprise. It could have been better. We'll talk about that in a minute. But I thought the speech, generally speaking, very good.
Now, I know folks are feeling and experiencing a range of emotions right now. I get it. But we must accept the results of this election.
Amen. That is correct. Although it wasn't close. There's no alternative. Right. I mean, had it been close, it's more meaningful when it's close and you say that. It's not as meaningful when it's an utter blowout and you say that, right? I mean, but still, she says it, and you have to say it, and good for her for saying it.
Earlier today, I spoke with President-elect Trump and congratulated him on his victory. I also told him that we will help him and his team with their transition and that we will engage in a peaceful transfer of power.
That's a little shade. That's a little January 6th shade, of course, but good. She called. They had a conversation. This is how it is supposed to work. And again, only because if you're going to be fair, you got to acknowledge it. You know, she's conceding. She made the call to concede. You know, whatever you might say to criticize her speech, still a better concession speech than Trump's concession speech, right?
A fundamental principle of American democracy is that when we lose an election, we accept the results. That principle, as much as any other, distinguishes democracy from monarchy or tyranny. And anyone who seeks the public trust must honor it.
Yeah, that 100%. That's what we should always say. That's why, you know, the ongoing, never-ending issues about 2020 and not conceding is problematic. I mean, it really, really is. I know there are issues. I know there are things to be said. I know, well, where did those 15 million votes go? I get it. I hear you. I understand. At the same time, you know, is it healthy for the country? Not particularly.
At the same time, in our nation, we owe loyalty not to a president or a party, but to the Constitution of the United States.
Amen. See, if this speech was given by a Republican, you'd be cheering. And maybe you are. I hope you were. I thought she was saying a lot of the right things yesterday. And I know the Biden administration has had its challenges with the Constitution. You know, for example, maybe we don't like what the Supreme Court is doing and we'll just pack the court, which they abandoned eventually. Or we'll put student loans out there and we'll forgive a bunch of, which we don't have the authority to do, and we got told we couldn't do this. We'll do it a different way. And we'll try to buy votes a different way. How'd that work out, by the way? Anyway, back to the speech.
My allegiance to all three is why I am here to say, while I concede this election, I do not concede the fight that fueled this campaign.
That's fine. This is the one part where I think she went a little bit, like I would have written it differently if I was, I actually wrote a Facebook post yesterday before she gave the speech. Here are my five pieces of advice for her. I'll tell you about that in just a second, and then we'll kind of evaluate her when we get done. John Pickens has got traffic on the fives. John?
That's right. We're still dealing with that accident southbound I-110 freeway. It's about a quarter mile above the Cervantes Street exit. All the stuff is in the right-hand lane, but so you need to get into the left-hand lane to avoid that. Other than that, traffic looks good. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much, John. So I mentioned I wrote a Facebook post in which I said these are the things that I would advise her to do. This is the speech I would write. Be brief, 5 minutes or less. It was 11 minutes. That's good. That's pretty good. Praise America for having free and fair elections and thank everyone who volunteered or voted. Check. Congratulate Trump by name for winning both the electoral and the popular vote by large margins. She didn't emphasize the large margins, but sure. She congratulated Trump by name. She said his name one time. Check. I mean, that's better than not at all. It's better than Whoopi Goldberg. Seriously, Whoopi Goldberg, I will not say his name. That was one of her things from The View yesterday is, I will not say his name even now. Okay, such a bright star. back to acknowledge your concerns about him and his intentions. It'd be disingenuous to pretend otherwise. I mean, you can't call a guy a would-be dictator and a wannabe tyrant and the ender of democracy and the bringer of pain and the destroyer of worlds and then turn around and be like, it'll be fine. So you got to acknowledge that. You know, it's lying otherwise. But you could have said or could express your hope that he'll prove you wrong and cause the country to prosper. But I might be wrong. We all have to engage in democracy with some humility. We all have to look at our own views and think, hey, look, we're going to trust our futures to other people. And if they disagree with me, maybe they're right. Maybe I'm wrong. Like, that's a premise of this system. Okay. And she did the first part, not the second part. And then remind everybody that God is in charge, since she's a Baptist. And encourage them to pray regularly for the country's new leaders, which is a key element of the Christian faith, is pray for your leaders, especially the ones you disagree with, because all authority is given by God. She gets a 3.5 out of 5 stars for me. She halfway did number 4. She didn't do number 5 at all. But don't trust me. Let's go ahead and play the clips, and you can hear, you know, what she actually says, because some of her stuff talking about the fear and negativity stuff was, I don't know about all that. That wasn't so great.
The fight for our freedom will take hard work. But like I always say, we like hard work.
That's fine.
Hard work is good work.
It is.
Hard work can be joyful work.
Amen, sister.
And the fight for our country is always worth it. It is always worth it.
No, she's good, yes. And then...
To the young people who are watching, it is okay to feel sad and disappointed. But please know it's going to be okay. On the campaign, I would often say, when we fight, we win. But here's the thing. Sometimes the fight takes a while. That doesn't mean we won't win.
Also does not mean you will win, but she's right. Sometimes it takes a little while, and don't give up. It's a good message. Don't believe that anybody telling you something's impossible, that they're not always right about that.
You have the capacity to do extraordinary good in the world. And so to everyone who is watching, do not despair. This is not a time to throw up our hands. This is a time to roll up our sleeves.
That's a great line.
This is a time to organize, to mobilize, and to stay engaged for the sake of freedom and justice and the future that we all know we can build together.
She kind of elongated that one a little bit past its potency point. But that's okay. She's right. That's a great line, by the way. Don't throw up your hands, roll up your sleeves. But twice now, talking about the despair and the darkness and...
There's an adage an historian once called a law of history. True of every society across the ages. The adage is, only when it is dark enough can you see the stars.
You know how sometimes somebody says something and they deliver it in such a way that you realize they think they've said a really profound thing. And then you think about it and you're like, starlight's not that great. It's hard to read by starlight. It's hard to, you know, farm a field by starlight. It's just not, I mean, it sounds great. I'm not sure that it's the great metaphor. I'd rather have the moon or the sun, me personally, but okay. And then she kind of got into a place where she just, it was so close to being really good, and then it kind of, well, went dark.
I know many people feel like we are entering a dark time, but for the benefit of us all, I hope that is not the case. But here's the thing, America, if it is, let us fill the sky with the light of a brilliant, brilliant billion of stars.
A brilliant billion of... But oh, you know what? I have to regrade. Sometimes you got to read a paper twice before you get the good grade. I have to regrade her. I didn't catch it clearly. It was so quick. Did you hear this?
But for the benefit of us all, I hope that is not the case.
She literally did say, I hope the darkness doesn't come. She didn't say, I hope I'm wrong. I hope Trump is good. I hope... But she said enough to get full credit on number four. So I'm regrading her up from a 3.5 to a 4.
The light of optimism, of faith, of truth, and service.
Again, all good. And the final note?
And may that work guide us, even in the face of setbacks, toward the extraordinary promise of the United States of America. I thank you all. May God bless you, and may God bless the United States of America. Thank you all.
She even mentions God again. She mentioned in passing briefly. Not quite the way of mentioning that I would have preferred. But so overall, good. I almost wonder if because she's done, it was easier to give this speech than any of the others. Because there's no, and what if you fail at it? You know, there's no consequence here, right? It's over. But that was a good speech. It was a good speech. It was the right speech. It wasn't the best version of that speech, if, you know, I could have tweaked it a little bit. But generally speaking, very good. Like I said, I think the best speech that I've ever heard her give. 7:23 here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I'm Andrew McKay.
Here's today's Strength for Life.
Consider with me the topic of ego. Proverbs 16 explains that an unchecked, insufferable ego will lead to destruction and to a fall. Ego is your enemy. It's your enemy because it inhibits you from learning. You can't teach someone something that they think they already know. Also, ego is your enemy because it destroys relationships. Eventually, other people tire of you if you're self-absorbed and egotistical. Further, ego is your enemy because it's antithetical to the gospel. After all, it's for by grace we're saved through faith, and that not of ourselves, it is a gift of God. And the cure to ego is to have a God confidence. It's okay to be confident in the gifts that God has entrusted to you. To avoid being egotistical, you must never forget that God gave you those gifts. So be confident in Him, and then avoid the destruction that comes from an insufferable ego.
For more Strength for Life, check out our website at strengthforlife.church.
Splash Magazine covers the coast like the Gulf of Mexico. Each month, Splash Magazine offers a calendar of events, plus tips on where to shop, dine, and play. Learn about the month's special events, live entertainment, and interesting local people. Learn how to catch fish with Captain Dave Yelverton. See what is worth watching on your streaming services. Tom Nolan will tell you the latest. Find out how to dress for the changing Florida weather with Jen Wells. Get the most out of the Emerald Coast by reading Splash Magazine each month. For more information, call Gulf Breeze News at 850-932-8986 or visit GulfBreezeNews.com online.
WSRE PBS invites you to attend the Joyful Noise Gospel Celebration, a Foo Foo Fest event featuring New York's Sing Harlem Choir, other featured performances, and the Joyful Noise Gospel Competition among local music groups. This afternoon of inspiring song is happening at the Pensacola High School Auditorium from noon till 5 on Saturday, November 9th. Admission is free, and there'll be food trucks on site. Don't miss WSRE's Joyful Noise Gospel Celebration on Saturday.
Fall is a great time of the year for gardening. Whether it's fertilizing the lawn, pruning, planting shrubs, cool weather color, and of course, winter vegetables. This is Mike Wiggins. If you've got gardening questions, we've got the answers on the News Radio Garden Line. Every Tuesday morning at 9 on the Pensacola Expert Panel. And if you miss us on Tuesday, then catch the Encore Edition every Saturday morning at 9.
Sponsored by Pensacola Hardware, Blue Sky Landscaping, and Barnes Feed Store.
Do you want to stay up to date on the latest news, weather, and traffic updates, but don't always have time to listen to the radio? Well, now you can get text alerts from the News Radio Pensacola app.
Yeah, that's right. Bow, sucker.
Yeah.
Bow down to your master.
Yeah, coolie. Kiss my Converse.
Oh, man. I just recently rewatched The Last Dragon. I'm not sure it holds up all that well over time as a great movie, but, Big Trouble in Little China in the genre sort of is much better. But anyway, it's got some funny lines, and the Show Enough character is the best character in that movie by far. 7:26 on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. John Pickens has got traffic on the fives. John?
No accidents to let you know about right now, but again, if you're traveling on I-10 eastbound between Pine Forest and Highway 29 exit, expect about a 10 to 15 minute delay just due to congestion. Traffic's looking good. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Just once in my life, I want to have the opportunity to sell somebody without having to force it. Kiss my Converse. David Wayne's in the newsroom with our headlines. David?
Well, President Biden will reportedly be addressing the nation later this morning about Donald Trump reclaiming the White House. They say Biden spoke with Trump on Wednesday and congratulated him on the victory. Testimony resumes today in the trial of retired Marine Daniel Penny in New York. He's charged with putting a homeless black man in a deadly chokehold in the subway. Penny's defense team says he took action because that man was threatening subway riders. Prosecutors say he went too far. In South Carolina, police apparently trying to round up 40 monkeys that have escaped from a research facility. Police say the monkeys got loose last night from the Alpha Genesis Primate Research Center, which uses primates to conduct clinical trials for various treatments.
Okay. All right. I feel like I have to answer you somehow.
Yeah, I'm going to come at you like a spider monkey.
Well, that's as good as anything, I guess.
I just can't think straight when you're telling me a story about 40 escaped monkeys. It just, my brain goes sideways.
40
so.
Escaped monkeys that may be angry after being experimented on.
Well, yeah. I mean, it could be spider monkeys. You never know. David, thanks so much for the update. 7:28 here on News Radio 92.3. Escambia County Commission is going to have a meeting today, and one of the things on the agenda is to talk about a request by the Escambia Children's Trust to continue to figure out this problem of the taxes. And basically what they're saying is, you know, hey, look, if you're going to keep the money, we've talked about this many times, it's a little bit complicated, but if you're going to keep the money that people voted on to go to help children, you really, it'd be better for you to clarify exactly how it's going to fulfill that mission. Agreed. And, you know, I'm hoping for a better resolution because the way the Board of County Commissioners has done this so far, I do not agree with. The city's doing it right, you know. Other counties do this right, but you know why the county commission has thought that they could just basically take that money and use it the way they want to is not what we voted for. This is a small thing, but they're going to put $200,000 into design and construction of a paddlecraft launch at the brand new Perdido Bay boat ramp, you know, the one that just opened off Lillian Highway. I do not understand this, and I'm a paddleboarder, okay? I don't understand it because I've been to that boat ramp. And I think there's plenty of places for a paddler to put in. I mean, it's not built for it exactly, but there's plenty of opportunity to use it. I don't understand why we need to spend not quite, but almost a house worth of money on an amenity for people who don't really need it. And I'm one of the beneficiaries, so to speak. Also, if you get out on Perdido Key, there's actually a dedicated kayak paddleboard launch that's built for it, and it's not usable. There's so many shells encrusted all over it that it's actually dangerous, especially for like an inflatable one like we have, and you can't walk on the ramp because it's not maintained well. You actually want to go down to the dog beach and use that one instead because it's a sandy beach. Like, I think they're trying to do a good thing, but as somebody who cares about this and kind of knows a little bit about it, I think $200,000 to put in a dedicated paddlecraft launch with a brand new boat ramp that we just built. I don't understand this item at all. But, you know, small potatoes on the agenda today.
Fox News, I'm Lillian Wu. President Biden getting ready to address the nation for the first time since Vice President Kamala Harris's election loss to Donald Trump.
Some Democrats are mad about Harris losing, and they're blaming Joe Biden. So even though he got himself out of the way months before anybody ever voted, a Harris campaign aide is quoted in Politico as saying, "We ran the best campaign we could considering Joe Biden was president," grumbled one Harris aide, granting anonymity to speak freely. Joe Biden is the singular reason Kamala Harris and Democrats lost.
Fox's Peter Doocy. Some surveys, though, show concern about their financial situation was the motivation for some voters. An American citizen's been arrested in Germany, accused of spying for China. And the European Climate Agency says this will likely be the hottest year on record for the second year in a row. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning, 7:31 at News Radio 92.3. Cloudy, 75 degrees right now in Pensacola. I'm David Wayne. A Fort Walton Beach man was arrested on child pornography charges this week. FDLE says they began investigating 40-year-old Michael Essere after agents discovered a file-sharing network user downloading and sharing files containing child sexual abuse material. They identified Essere as that user. A search warrant was served at Essere's home this week. His computer and hard drives were searched, and agents say they found thousands of files containing child pornography with victims as young as seven. Essere is being held on $315,000 bond at the Okaloosa County Jail. Five people are dead after two murder-suicides in Santa Rosa County this week. That makes four of those murder-suicides since June. Sheriff Bob Johnson says he doesn't know why there's been an increase in domestic violence-related homicides.
In Santa Rosa County, a normal year for us is four homicides. And out of those four homicides, usually three or sometimes all four will be domestic violence-related. But for this, two in one day, five people dead in one day, it's never happened in Santa Rosa County since I've been here. And I started with Santa Rosa County Sheriff's Office in 1993.
And Johnson held a press conference yesterday to plead for people to reach out for help if they're in a domestic violence situation. He says there are resources available, and his office will help connect people to those resources to break the cycle of violence. Johnson said both of this week's murder-suicides happened on Tuesday. A boyfriend killed his girlfriend, then himself in Pace. Later that day, a man shot and killed his parents, then killed himself in Navarre. The Justice Department looking at how to wind down two criminal cases against Donald Trump now that he's been reelected to the White House. NBC's Laura Jarrett.
Both federal cases mired in appeals and delays for months with no trials on the horizon as Mr. Trump has vowed to fire the top prosecutor in charge, Special Counsel Jack Smith.
The cases center around the January 6th, 2021 Capitol riot and the classified documents case. The Trump camp also looking at how to get rid of state criminal charges against him in New York and in Georgia. SpaceX is planning a launch later today. They'll be launching a Falcon 9 rocket from Cape Canaveral at about 2:13 our time. That rocket is carrying more Starlink satellites into low Earth orbit. A federal judge has turned down a request by an Alabama death row inmate to have his scheduled execution postponed. In a ruling handed down on Wednesday, U.S. District Judge Austin Huffaker said attorneys representing Carrie Dale Grayson did not prove that the method of nitrogen gas used to carry out his execution would be unconstitutional. Grayson, who was one of four teenagers convicted in the 1994 killing of a Tennessee hitchhiker in Jefferson County, is scheduled to be put to death November 21st in Atmore. And the SS United States beginning its final voyage next week. It'll be towed from Philadelphia to Mobile, where it's going to be prepared for becoming the world's largest artificial reef. Okaloosa County officials say that ship is going to be moved starting on November 14th. The trip is expected to take 2 to 3 weeks, and it'll likely be sunk off the Destin coast in about a year. 7:35 now at News Radio 92.3. John's got our traffic on the fives.
Brought to you by the Watson Law Firm. If you've been injured in a car accident, you can visit watsonfirm.com. No accidents to let you know about right now. Still seeing those delays if you're traveling on I-10 eastbound between Pine Forest and Highway 29 through that construction delay. About a 15-minute delay there. Also, if you're approaching the intersection of 9 Mile and Highway 29, expect some delays at that intersection. Also, about a 10-minute delay. Other than that, traffic looks good. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the 5.
We will have mostly cloudy skies today with a 40% chance of some showers. We are going to have highs near 80 degrees, lows tonight near 70 degrees. For Friday, 20% chance of a stray sprinkle, otherwise cloudy with a high near 81. Friday night temperatures dropping near 71. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Warning Weather Center.
Thanks, Brooke. 75 degrees, cloudy skies around the area. Your next news at 8 and breaking news anytime. I'm David Wayne for News Radio 92.3.
I'm Nicole Murray with Your Money Now. Shares of Aiden slid 10% as the company reported a slowdown in the growth of its transaction volumes in the third quarter. Aiden, whose technology allows businesses to accept payments online and in store, reported third quarter net revenue of roughly $498 million, which is up 20% year over year. LinkedIn has debuted an artificial intelligence hiring assistant that can take on the role of job recruiters. The tool's capabilities include sourcing candidates, outlining roles they need to fill, and asking potential hires screening questions. Nissan Motor said it will slash 9,000 jobs and cut global production capacity by a fifth, while revising its annual profit outlook sharply lower as it battles headwinds in China and the United States. Japan's third largest automaker also cut its annual operating profit forecast by 70% to $975 million. Futures are slightly higher. Yesterday, the Dow Industrials gained 1508. That's your money now.
Climatech.
Most people's number one priority when it comes to their home is it's comfortable. Hello everyone, Travis Thompson here from Climatech of Professional Air, your independently owned American Standard heating and air conditioning dealer. For more than 40 years, our team's comfort professionals have dedicated ourselves to making your home comfortable, no matter what the temperature is outside. Our state-of-the-art, high-efficiency comfort systems dramatically reduce humidity inside your home while at the same time reduce energy costs. And they're even more environmentally friendly than systems built just a few years ago. Want to be more comfortable inside your home? I invite you to give me a call at 857-4700. Call today or visit us online at climatechproair.com.
Climatech.
It's the Always Sunny Show. When you're ready to throw a barbecue, it's Always Sunny's. Join us tomorrow at 9:30 with me, Eldon Scott, to hear about barbecue events in the Pensacola community, win some amazing prizes, and hear from community leaders and how Sunny's Barbecue has built a strong Pensacola for 40 years. Pep Talk with Eldon Scott, spreading the spirit of barbecue far and wide. Remember to tell Sunny that Eldon sent you.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620.
DeFranco Gas is your local expert in all things gas. Local Tom DeFranco and Company has been installing and servicing your gas-powered business and home needs for over 38 years and is here to help make your gas life easier. Tankless water heaters, gas grills, gas fireplaces, gas heating systems, and DeFranco Gas gets your home and business storm ready with installation and servicing of whole generator systems. All things gas. DeFranco Gas, your local gas service provider. Member of the Better Business Bureau. DeFrancoGas.com.
September 2020. The National Hurricane Center predicted Hurricane Sally would come ashore in Mississippi.
A northwestward motion is expected on Tuesday and Tuesday night.
But then Sally made a right turn and surprised us by coming ashore here with a destructive power we have not seen since Ivan 20 years ago. Which is why you should keep your radio on News Radio 92.3 for all the latest watches, warnings, and full team coverage should the storm make that unexpected change of course. News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
By the way, I just want to follow up on the story David said before the news. Was talking about the monkeys that escaped that were, you know, worked on, and they might be angry. I have so many people texting me, isn't that how Planet of the Apes started? Stop it. Stop it. All right, Mike Wood is the public information officer for the Pensacola Police Department. He always joins us on a Thursday. He's not always brought on with monkey stories, but, you know, when appropriate. Mike, welcome back to the Pensacola Morning News, sir.
Hey, good morning, and I'll take it.
I know. Hey, I wanted to ask you, you guys had a, this creeps me out, not because it's about monkeys, but because I guess there was some kind of an incident at the Tryon Branch Library. That's the library branch I go to. So what happened? And I'll tell you afterwards why this creeps me out, but what happened?
Well, it was last Thursday night, officers responded to a robbery of two individuals near that library. Five juveniles approached a male and a female at the park and demanded property. They proceeded to jump the male and physically restrain the female. So there was some property taken, and a description was quickly put out to officers when the call was made, and they were able to locate the individuals, all of them, near 9th Avenue and Underwood. So they were positively identified and charged in that crime.
Okay, so it was not with weapons, but 5 versus 2, and anybody who's being robbed, I mean, that's a problem. But do I have that right?
Yes, you do.
Okay, so the reason it creeps me out is because I am forever in my brain, whenever I go to the Tryon Branch Library, which is the branch I usually go to, I always think about that being the place where the Bonnie and Clyde years ago carjacked that lady and stole her car and drove her to Santa Rosa County. And I know that any place can be a location of problems, but, and, you know, I conceal carry, so, but I always think about that, you know, like that's the location. That's not a high crime location typically, though. It just has had a couple of incidents, right?
Yeah, no, it's not a high crime location at all. And like you said, crime can happen anywhere. That's why we always want people to have their head on a swivel and look and be aware of their surroundings and things like that. And this wasn't just a single person. It was two people approached by five. So, we don't have a huge problem up around that library at all.
Man, just some of these stories are so crazy to me. Okay, Halloween was last Thursday, and it seems like things generally went well, but I had heard that maybe something happened downtown. There was a fracas, a fight, something at a bar. Do you know anything about that?
We had a disturbance, a large disturbance near Government and Jefferson Halloween night, and there were several fights that broke out. We had a large police response to that. In fact, the Escambia County Sheriff's Office backed us up on that. We do appreciate that, as always. We made a total of 7 arrests, I believe, there for a fray and battery on law enforcement officer.
Oh, okay. So people were fighting back against you guys trying to break it up.
Yes.
Wow. Okay. Government, I hate to bring businesses into it, but, you know, I have to ask the question because I know it's what people wonder. That's Seville. That's Thursday. That's the 18-year-old night. Related or unrelated?
It could be. We have a lot of problems on Thursday nights at times, and most of those at times are on when that Thursday falls on a holiday. Now, that's something that we're perfectly aware of. We know we've had issues in the past, and the command staff, and namely Captain Coverdale of the patrol division, is very aware of this, and he's taking steps to look into the next one, which would be Thanksgiving, to make sure things like that don't happen. So it is a situation that we're aware of. And again, I'm not going to name any businesses as well, because we don't know. When people consume alcohol, and there's a lot of bars downtown, and we have problems at some. And anytime you have alcohol, sooner or later there's going to be issues. But we can't say that it's coming from one particular location.
Okay. I mean, do we – again, because this is what people will wonder, I mean – is it military kids? Is it not military kids? Has the base gotten involved? Do we know anything? Am I leaping to conclusions? I'm just asking because I want to understand what's happening.
No, I'm not aware of any issues with the military. No.
Okay, good. That makes me feel better. So that I'll take that. That's good news. You kind of had an interesting thing. You were out of country this last week in Germany, right? But there's a reason.
Yeah, I just got back last night. I used to live over there as a teenager. I spent my high school years over in Mainz and Wiesbaden, Germany. So it's been 40 years, and I decided to go back and see what the place looked like. So it was a great trip. The German people are extremely nice. And what I found out quickly that I didn't realize was most are now speaking English. I think anybody under 40, they're taught that in school now. So there's a lot of English going on. It's a very, very friendly place, very bike friendly. I've never seen a city like this in my life, how friendly it is to bicycles and how they've simply got that figured out over there.
Yeah, no, that's interesting. And you got to go back and I assume see your like childhood haunts and all that kind of stuff. Was your family military? You said high school. Was your family in the military?
Yeah, my stepfather was a helicopter pilot in the United States Army, so I was a what they call an Army brat.
Yeah,
So my sister and I were over there, and it was great to see the place. I didn't go over there blindly, thanks to Google Earth. I was able to see that my apartment building, my high school, even though it's been rebuilt, all of that was still there. So it's just great to go back over there and take a look.
It is such an interesting thing to go back to places that you've lived decades before and see them. It's especially when you go back to places that you lived in as a kid. They're so small. They seemed so big when you were a kid. Hey, I do have a question, though, about because you were there during the election, right?
Yes.
Oh, okay. I want to ask you about that, but just hang on just a second. Let's get traffic on the fives from John Pickens. John?
No accidents to let you know about right now. Seeing some slowdowns on I-10 eastbound between Pine Forest and Highway 29 through that construction zone. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Thanks, John. Back to Mike Wood, the public information officer for the Pensacola Police Department. Okay, so you were in Germany on Tuesday. You tell me, anything, any observations? Were people paying attention? Were they surprised? I mean, you're literally the first person I've talked to who was out of country with an international perspective.
Well, I can tell you the night before I met a gentleman who turned out it was weird because we began talking and I found out that he was a spokesperson, a PAO in the German Army. And then we talked further and I found out quickly he had a smile on his face when I told him where I was from. He has a daughter that lives here in Pensacola up near Cantonment. So
no
what
way.
A small world. But that just blew my mind. But, you know, talking to him and others in that area, they are very concerned about the strength of the United States and NATO and things like that. So, they did have a specific candidate that they would like to see win, and they were very much paying attention over there. Absolutely.
One of the things I worked in England for a little while, and one of the things I learned about Europe being over there is they pay way more attention to what happens in the United States than Americans pay to Europe. they know our politics. They know the big issues and personalities, and they are far more informed about us than we are about them. Was that your experience?
Yes, I would agree with that totally, yes.
Yeah, all right. We always like to end with a bit of a did you know or a cop myth. Do you have one for me this week?
Yes, I do, and this one actually came up. The rumor was that if you're drinking someplace and you're not sure whether you can drive or not, that you can call the Pensacola Police Department and an officer will come down and give you a breath test on the spot to check to see if you're okay to drive. No.
But why not, though?
So that's not going to happen. Well, imagine the liability if we did that. And then you say, wow, I'm about six or eight beers short. I can go back in and have some more. And then you go out and drive and hurt someone. So that's something that we have never done. I don't know of anybody that's ever done anything like that. You know, they sell these breath test things on, you can get them just about anywhere, whether they're accurate or not, I don't know. But that is something that the police department does not do. And I don't know of any department that does anything like that.
It feels like a very ripe commercial opportunity that somebody could come in with the, like, mobile DUI vending machine cart or something, and they could roll around, you know, downtown and blow here, drive there, and then you guys could always be like waiting to see which ones, you know, blow red instead of green or something like that, and follow them to their car. You know, I mean, I don't know. Just it seems like a chance for people to make money, if not, you know, since the police are obviously not going to do it for all the reasons you mentioned.
Yeah, but then how accurate is it? Because our machines, our breath test machines, are tested for accuracy. They're very delicate machines. They have to be taken care of properly, which they are. So these things that you get commercially, I just no way that I could trust anything like that.
Well, let's just say that a drunk and his money is often easily separated. So Mike Wood, he is the public information officer for the Pensacola Police Department. I know you're glad to be back in America. It's good to have you back, sir, and we'll talk to you again next week.
Thank you.
749 on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. If you're getting an import or you have an import, a BMW, a Porsche, Mercedes, Genesis, Audi, Jaguar, Lexus, Good vehicles you pay extra to get. You do not have to pay extra to service them. You do not have to go to the dealership, although you might think you do. It's common enough to think that. There's actually federal law protects you in not having to do that. It's been on the books for decades, okay? You can go anywhere and get that service done, no problem. So you don't have to drive with the cost and the gas and the time and, you know, just the fact that it's going to cost you more. You can go to Bobby Likas Auto Service right here on Davis Highway or US 29, two locations now. They work on these vehicles all the time. Domestics too, Dodge, Ford, Chevy, no problem. They're not, you know, they're not picky. They'll work on either one. Diesel engines, like your trucks, you might think you got to go to the dealership. No, they work on those. You know, your gas engines, obviously. CarClinicService.com is the website, like a healthcare clinic for your car, where, you know, the idea is you go to see the doctor periodically and the doctor looks you over and can spot the problems before they're big problems and you try to avert those. That's the same issue when you take your car in. It's preventative maintenance. It's scheduled maintenance. It's checking it up. And remember, your body heals itself and your car does not heal itself. So all the more reason to do that routinely. So they want to see you a little bit more often for the little things so they can avoid the big, unexpected, catastrophic things. And Bobby Likas also will work on a fleet. Like if you've got a couple of different cars, maybe it's 5 for your company or 50, they can maintain those. GSA Fleet, Merchants Fleet, Cox Automotive, Fleetio, Donlin, Enterprise Fleet Management, they work on those and more. So whether it's one car or many, Bobby Likas Auto Service on Davis Highway and now on US 29 across from the Walmart.
If you're struggling with ED or your performance is down and your belly fat is growing, listen up. You've got one life. Now is the time to act.
At Wave Men's Health, we're not just healthcare. We're your secret weapon. Don't wait another day. Here's why you need to act right now.
Every moment you delay, your condition could worsen. It's not just about sex. It's about your heart, your relationship, your life.
Wave Men's Health has years of proven results for low testosterone and increasing drive, energy level, and performance. We've introduced ED and enhancement treatments so exclusive, you'll wonder why you waited.
Procrastination is the thief of time. When it comes to your sexual health, you can't afford to wait. Join the league of gentlemen who've walked out of our doors with a swagger.
Call Wave Men's Health at 850-266-7020 or visit wavemenshealth.com. Book your $99 male performance consultation now, including blood work. Call 850-266-7020 or visit wavemenshealth.com. Wave Men's Health, making it happen.
Visit Prim and Proper in Gulf Breeze for custom engraving and unique gifts. Specializing in creating extraordinary keepsakes, their expert engravers bring your vision to life with elegant monograms, personalized messages, and logos. Whether it's custom drinkware, engraved glassware, or home decor, each piece is crafted with attention to detail for any occasion. Perfect for birthdays, anniversaries, weddings, or corporate gifts, Prim and Proper ensures your gift will leave a lasting impression. Stop by their Gulf Breeze location or visit them online at primandproper.com.
Pep Talk? What's Pep Talk?
It's the Pensacola Expert Panel.
Experts? Experts in real estate?
Yes, that's us, Angela. We are the Pep Talk for real estate.
What will we talk about, Will?
We'll talk about the real estate industry.
Well, we don't just want to answer our own questions.
We want to answer the listeners' questions. Tune in today at 10 a.m. and we'll talk about real estate.
And whatever real estate questions you have.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. Text or call with your questions. 850-437-1620.
Here's what's happening around Pensacola this week. Don't miss the happenings, events, and moments at this year's Foo Foo Fest, continuing in downtown Pensacola through next Monday. See foofoofest.org for the schedule and more info. The Pensacola Bay Center is hosting public ice skating sessions from now through April, typically after weekend ice flyer games. Get tickets early. See PensacolaBayCenter.com. Submit your event at newsradio923.com.
Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay. Mornings before Pep Talk on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
What's going on over here? There's a beached whale. She's dying.
Is anyone here a marine biologist?
Good morning, 7:53 here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I saw this on Facebook, and it made me laugh so hard. I wanted to share it with you. It's just one of those, you know, generic meme kind of things. It's actually the one where, you know, the Spider-Man is giving a lecture in front of the screen, okay, and they put the thing up on the screen. Anyway, that doesn't really matter. I don't know why I bothered to tell you. But the thought was there should be a reality show where flat earthers search for the edge of the world. Because to be there. That's funny. Now, can I tell you my theory about the whole flat earth thing? I don't think anybody actually believes in the flat earth. I think that the people are, they're just having a go. They're just, you know, making fun. I mean, of course, people believe in all kinds of things. By the way, this is one of my, like, genuine super pet peeves. Like, I'm angry they never taught us this in high school, you know, or junior high or anywhere else. But, you know, nobody ever really believed in the flat earth. Like, the whole flat earth concept originates in Washington Irving writing a fictional story about Christopher Columbus in the late 1800s. People in the Middle Ages did not believe in a flat earth. This is nonsense. They knew that Columbus was not like some pioneer proving the world was round. Now, he thought it was a lot smaller than it is. That's why I thought they could go to the Indies. I mean, they called it the West Indies because they thought they'd reached India. Like, but they knew it was round. They're not dumb. They're not, you know, total imbeciles. But somehow there's been this fabricated notion that there have always been people, and especially in the dumb dark ages when, you know, the sailors who themselves could sail and see that the horizon always receded. I mean, it's not hard to figure out. But that, you know, somehow there's flat earth people and that's the, you know, it's science triumphed over the... Stop it. Just stop it. Anyway, 7:55 on News Radio 92.3. John Pickens got traffic on the fives. John?
Sorry, one accident to let you know about. Highway 98 and South Fairfield Drive. It's a vehicle crash with injuries. Now, it's off to the side of the road, but we're starting to see some delays on 98. Other than that, traffic looks good. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Oh, no. So it begins. We got a text in. Somebody says that the CSX crossing at St. John's Sycamore, that's the one that's just off of Palafox that goes to PCC, PCA, right, like back in there that you use to avoid the devil's craziness around Brent and Highway 29. John's teaching me. I say US 29. He's like, Pensacolians don't say that. Okay, I can adapt. Anyway, that's closed now for May. Oh, that's... I use that one all the time. And also, that's a terrible one. That's a launch your car one. Like, you have to go slow over that one. And so, eyes on to see what they wind up doing in the end. But that means they've really moved quite a ways north, and that means they're starting to get to the ones that are, like, on Oakfield and Burgess and 9 Mile. These are major interruptions of huge traffic areas. So, yeah. The one at Burgess is going to... and now, the last time we did this, the high school wasn't there. Remember? It wasn't Florida West the last time they did the train track refurbishment. So, David Wayne is in the newsroom with our headlines. David?
Well, RFK's role in the Trump administration has people in the healthcare space wondering what's next for him. It's unclear what his role will be, but White House transition officials have pointed to some type of health czar position that would not need Senate confirmation. Kennedy said on X last week that, quote, the FDA's war on public health is about to end. The Federal Reserve is wrapping up a meeting today with an anticipated announcement on interest rates. Most analysts are predicting that they'll be cutting rates by a quarter point. And Ray Gunn, says she is done with competitive dancing. She told an Australian radio station that she still dances in her living room, but apparently the Olympic backlash has turned her off from ever competing again.
Yeah, she was. I saw some of this, and you know, this is the woman who, the Australian breakdancer, who was not great, to put it kindly. And she had to go into hiding for a while, and now, you know, she says, "I can't compete. I just get, you know, I don't get judged fairly. I can't." So anyway, I think that's one of the things. But yeah, she can't enter into competition anymore. But she hasn't given up her love of the sport.
Well, that's the important thing.
Yeah. Also, I guess breakdancing is not in the next Olympics.
Really?
Yeah, I guess it was just a trial one time. And
interesting.
We're done here. David, thanks so much for the update. You know, now that I'm thinking about, what were you going to say,
Quick
John?
Question.
Yeah.
You said West Florida wasn't there. It was Woodham before.
Right,
because
right.
I graduated from
that's
Woodham.
That's right. So, but it was a middle school when it was Woodham. Like, because
we were a high school.
It was originally high school, then it got made into a middle school, and then it got
right
closed for a year, and then it got changed into West Florida High School again.
Correct.
Right. But I'm just thinking, oh, this is going to be bad because all the roads on the rail right there.
Oh, I know.
I don't know what they're going to keep open for an access point.
Okay.
I hope they keep one open because there are three right in that vicinity, and that's going to affect like Brown Barge. That's going to affect all the people who commute. Oh, just, you know, I live pretty close to there, so I, you know. We'll see. Isn't it great? Maybe CSX does it better this time around because the track record is there. Oh, I'm so sorry about that.
Listen on air at 92.3.